Let me ask you a question. Are you lost and do not know it? Don't turn the dial. Listen in. God may have something to say to you today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our radio broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about what it means to be lost, and what it means to be saved. The Bible is very clear that God has a standard, and He does not lower His standard because of man's ignorance. And what that simply means is that God has requirements for man to come to Him, and when man comes to God, man must come to God on God's terms, not on man's terms. In Genesis, it says that Adam and Eve were made in the image and likeness of God. But because man has a fallen nature, he spends much time trying to make God in his image of likeness of what he thinks God should be and what he thinks God should do. And that isn't at all what it's all about. God is sovereign. That means He rules over the entire universe, all at one time, every single moment, night and day, never sleeping, never flinching, and that because He is sovereign, all things follow His will. Now, do you know what that means? The Bible's position is that there is no such thing as chance. There is no such thing as coincidence. What the Bible is saying is that all things are either God's absolute will or God's permissive will. But it's because God is sovereign that these things are so. So if we want to know God, if we want to be with God forever, eternally, we must come to God on his terms because of the very fact that he is sovereign. Now, if we understand that, then we will understand that the way to do that is through the holy scriptures of the Bible, which are the operation manuals. The books of the Bible are the operation manuals for spaceship Earth. And what we understand when we read the operation manuals for spaceship Earth, the 66 books of the Bible, is that they show us very clearly God's divine plan, correction, Mikey, God's divine plan, which begins in the first book, the book of Genesis, and goes through to the 66th book, the book of Revelations. In Genesis, the Lord shows us man's condition, that because of the original sin of Adam and Eve, entire mankind has fallen into a condition of sin and separation from God. In our previous broadcasts, which you can listen to on the internet, again, if you've missed them, by simply going to our website, walkinginpower.org, www.walkinginpower.org, and clicking on radio broadcasts, you can review our previous discussions and hear what we taught previously on this subject, along with many of our other previous radio broadcasts. And by the way, you can also get free books and audio tapes to download or listen online at our website, www.walkinginpower.org. Please visit us. Well, continuing what I was saying, because of that original sin, all subsequent generations of man have inherited that generation's curse of original sin and separation from God. That is the definition of what it means to be lost. And you say, well, Byrne, how do you know that that's the true condition of mankind? And the answer to that is very simple. Look around at your fellow men and see how many of them are seeking God of their own accord. You see, here's the point. Relatively few will do that. The point is that left to himself, man will not seek God. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And then in the Gospels, the scripture says, no man can go to the Lord Jesus Christ unless he be called by the Father. So you can't know God unless the Father calls you, but you can pray for the Father to call you, and he will, for the asking, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the scripture says God is not a respecter of persons, and what that means is God has no favorites. So if God will save someone from their lost condition, he will save any other who is willing to be saved. For what reason? To give you eternal life and bless you and make you an adopted son of God. That's God's plan. And God would have that for every single person on the earth if every single person on the earth would respond to the wooing of his Holy Spirit, who woos you, who tugs on your heart to ask you to open your heart to Jesus as the true Savior of the world. The word Savior means deliverer, the one who delivers. And you say, well, deliver me from what, Byrne? We said in the previous broadcast, from our inherited sinful condition, number one. Number two, from self. Why? Because most people are full of self and don't want to admit it. And three, from the consequence of dying out of the grace of God, which is to be cast into the outer darkness of space and time, until space and time come to an end, which is ages upon ages of separation and punishment, that is a punishment of instruction, according to the scriptures in the original Greek, maybe not in the King James, but in the original Greek, for those of you scholars who are listening out there, if you bother to do the appropriate word studies, and it isn't God's will that you be caught up in circumstances like that, but that upon either the rapture, the taking of the church from the earth when Jesus is about to come a second time, or at the time of your personal rapture, your own death, God will translate you from this eonic life, the life of eons or ages, the life of space and time, into Zoe life, which is kingdom life, so that your soul man, your spirit man, and your physical man will not get caught up in space and time. So there is a need for a savior. We said in our last broadcast, man can't save himself because of the law of cause and effect. No effect can be greater than its cause. And if man has an imperfect life and lifestyle, any salvation which could be effected through man's own effort could never be a perfect salvation, but only an imperfect salvation because man is imperfect. But guess what? The requirement to get into heaven, we said, is Matthew 5:48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, you don't have a perfect life, and I don't have a perfect life, but Jesus does. And God always required a blood sacrifice for sin. Jesus volunteered. He came to the earth. The scripture says, in the form of a man, in the likeness of a man. But the scripture is very plain. He was perfect man and perfect God, and he humbled himself as Son of God to come in the form of a man. Why? So that man could relate to him, so that man could understand what God is really all about, because Jesus would tell them. And he paid the price for our sin. The scripture says the life is in the blood, and therefore in Jesus' perfect blood is perfect life, which he credits to our account to fulfill Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So you see, folks, what happens is Jesus justifies us to the Father by his shed blood, which is perfect blood that has a perfect life. And he imputes that to us, that is, credits it to our account in heaven, so that we can fulfill the requirement that God has of being perfect or spiritually mature to go to heaven, to go to the Father in actuality. The Father is what it's all about. And so what we learn from all of this is that if we will do that, Jesus will do the rest by our reaching out to him, by receiving him, because he alone is one with the Godhead. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Yes, three manifestations of the one Godhead. The manifestation of the Father, the manifestation of the Son, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And so, when we recognize that we can't solve our problems or get rid of our own sin, that we need a deliverer, a savior, to do it for us, that we might have right standing with God, which is what righteousness is. Comes from an old English word, right wiseness, which means right standing with God. That's the requirement to go to the Father, to go to heaven. If we understand that, we can understand, therefore, that Jesus is the only one that can do that. Now, you know something? Some of you may be Muslims. Some of you may be Hindus. Some of you may be Buddhists. Some of you may be Confucianists or Shintoists. It doesn't matter with God what you are. What God wants to know is, what decision will you make? Will you decide for Jesus Christ? Because He alone is the Son of the living God, one with the Father, one with God, manifesting the same power as the Father. Yes, that's what Scripture says. And how do you know it's true? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. I spent 18 years of my life in Buddhism and Hinduism and Zen and some Confucianism and a little bit of Lao Tzu and all the Eastern ways and religions. I spent a considerable time of my life in Roman Catholicism and in denominational Christianity before I understood what Jesus is truly all about, personal relationship. And when He put the power on my life changed. Guess what? Buddha didn't do that for me. Ramakrishna didn't do that for me. Even though I was never a Muslim, I know that Mohammed could never do that for me. Why? Because in every deliverance or exorcism that the Holy Spirit has ever used me for, and I've done many of them over the last 21 years, I can tell you the truth of Luke 10:17, when the apostle said, "Even the demons obey us in your name." See, that's the real proof that Jesus Christ alone is Savior of the world, because the demons obey His name. They don't obey the name of Muhammad. They don't obey the name of Gautama Buddha. They do not obey the name of Ramakrishna. They do not obey the name of Confucius. They do not obey the name of Lao Tzu. They do not obey the name of nature spirits, for those of you who worship in animism, okay? They don't obey the names of popes. They don't obey the names of so-called Christian or Catholic saints. They don't obey me. They obey only Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus Christ, and they come out when commanded to come out in the name of Christ Jesus. But by the way, if you are not in the kingdom of God and born again, spirit-filled, and saved by Christ Jesus, do not attempt to do that under your own power, or if you are outside of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, because the demons will retaliate against you, because they have a legal ground if you're not saved. You see, you've got to be saved first, because the things and the power of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom of God. So I warn you ahead of time, don't try those things on your own. You need experience, and you need to be trained and to learn under Christian people who know how to manifest the kingdom. And there's a way to do that. You see, these things are real, folks, and they are self-proving. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Someday you might be able to sit in on a deliverance that's an exorcism and watch a spirit-filled Christian cast out a spirit in the name of Christ Jesus, and you'll see that the spirits leave, but they don't do it by any other name under heaven other than Jesus Christ Himself. That alone is the proof of who Jesus Christ really is, because they must obey the most powerful spirit and spirit man in the world, in the universe, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it says in the Scriptures, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast." Grace is God's favor, love, and power to you. Faith is trust. You are saved by calling upon Jesus Christ aloud from your heart through trust on Him, at which time He releases His grace, His favor upon your life to save you, that is, to save you from your past and present sins, from any sin you will ever commit as long as you repent and confess it to Him, and to save you from yourself in your own wrong ways, because He will change your heart and deliver you from your circumstances. And don't listen to the devil, who will tell you, "Hey, listen, You're too far gone. No one can save you. It's too late. Oh, no, my friend. You must understand that it's never too late with Jesus. Never, 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 never give up, ever. It's never too late for Jesus. There is no pit so deep that Jesus' arm cannot reach down and pick you up and get you out. Just doesn't exist. And Jesus is willing and ready and able and waiting for you to reach out to him. See, you'll never get an experience of Jesus until you first reach out to him. You must reach out to him. And today is as good a day as ever. Tomorrow may be too late. The scripture says today is the day of salvation. You see, what if you're not here tomorrow? What if something happens to you on the way home or during the night, God forbid? You would be caught, your soul man and your spirit would be caught in a disembodied state, separated from God. That's not God's plan for you. God wants you in the kingdom because he wants to restore you. He wants to bless you. He wants to lift you up. Have you crashed? Well, the only reason God in his permissive will permits people to crash is so that he can lift them up and exalt them. He wants to change you. You can't change yourself. I can't change myself. Why? Because we have that fallen condition. So every sinner, and we are all sinners, every sinner needs a savior. And if you say you're not a sinner or I'm not a sinner, you're lying to yourself. I'm lying to myself. That's not what it's about. We must humble ourselves before God and say, yes, that's the way it really is. Lord, I cannot change myself, but you can change me. Now, if you're willing to do that, Jesus is willing to do his part. If you're willing to reach out to Jesus Christ, Jesus is willing to save you and change your life and bring you under the blessings of Abraham. Because the church, the body of Christians, is grafted in with the Jews into the Abrahamic covenant, Paul says in the New Testament. And so if we will simply reach out, God will do the rest. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your new beginning. If you will just let God, you see, God can only do as much for you as you will let him. Will you let him? Will you receive Jesus Christ into your heart today so that he can change things and bless you and get you out of your circumstances and deliver you and give you the free gift of eternal life? You don't have to earn it. You don't have to perform for God. All you have to do is trust on him and continue to trust on him. If nothing else has ever worked in your life, and you're the same unhappy person or not fully fulfilled person that you want to be or that you ought to be, and that's just about everybody, then Jesus is the answer. See, young man, young lady, Mr. Scholar, Mr. Intellectual who doesn't know God, let me say something to you. You are not looking for an experience to fulfill your life. You are looking for a person. And his name is Jesus. Will you reach out to him now and see that this is self-proving? The Bible proves itself. I promise you, if you'll just humble yourself, reach out to God, and pray this prayer aloud with me, being willing to turn from your sin and repent of your sin. And if you will, pray this prayer right now aloud with me. Will you? Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church, even a home church. Get yourself water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where people will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the first evidence of Jesus' presence is change of attitude toward the things of God. And I promise you, my friend, you have a new beginning. Let's talk more next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.